Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? What's good? And what's good? It is your boy Dr. Bones. Tetra's out of the show today. I was gonna say out of the studio, but we're not even there today. Tetra's out of the show today. He had to work. Stupid bosses, I hate them. But you already know, baby. It is your boy Dr. Bones.
Hey doctor, is something wrong with me? Am I crazy? Do I need a remedy? I'm a club rocker. That's my personality. It's in fashion to be blasting in beats, and I like to go out.
Today we have a very special guest, Sneak Geek 101. What's up, man? Back in the studio. Back in.
What's up, y'all? You already know Sneak Geek 101. What up, man? It's a great night. You know, Christmas. It's almost Christmas Eve, and
almost.
Got the full moon here in Phoenix, you know. See my boy right there, Dr. Bones. He got some Snuggie on, too.
Okay.
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 So I hope you have a great night.
We will, man. What's good, guys? How you doing? Thank you so much for tuning into the Dr. Bones and Tetra show. Today, like I said before, we have Sneak Geek 101 in the building. I thank him a lot for being on the show. Thanks for being on the show, man.
No problem, man.
Really appreciate
it. I'm always here for you guys, man.
That was cool, man. He started out just as a fan, and now he's on the show. So that could happen to anybody. So stay on your toes, people out there. You know, any minute I could be like, hey, you want to listen? Oh, now you're on the show. This could just happen just like that. So stay on your toes.
Just like that, man.
I'm not in Phoenix right now, but Sneak Geek 101 is. Can you give me the score on the Suns and Heat game? Do you know by any chance?
Right now, they're on halftime right now, so we still got to check up on that because there's commercials.
I feel you. Guys, I hope the Suns win. I mean, they got a new roster. They, like, dumped everybody. The guy up top pressed the button, exploded the team. And now they're starting all over, basically. I mean, I hope they win. I hope they beat the Heat. Tough team. Sneaky, what's your team, man? I don't even know.
Man, you know, I always got to go for the Lakers, man, ever since Kobe got drafted.
Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me?
Lakers,
were you alive when Kobe got drafted? I don't think you were.
I was alive, man.
You were?
I was alive there and there, man. Diapers running around.
Okay. I was, like, 14 when he was drafted. I'm, like, 32. You know that? I bet you don't know that, huh? Yeah, he doesn't know that. He doesn't even know he's talking to. I'm a child predator.
I didn't know I thought he was, like, 32 or something.
I'm a child predator, guys. Today we have Cubwell on the show. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but this guy has, like, an amazing, amazing story. I mean, when you hear him tonight, a tear is going to fall from your eye, and you better pull out your cup and catch it and save that tear because this story is just...
Grab your Kleenex
because this story is just sad. I mean, it's a rags-to-riches story, and, like, just in time for Christmas, like, it'll, like, boost you up. I mean, it's just a great, great story. If you guys go to blogtalkradio.com, we're actually on the front page. We're on the front page today with his story featured. So... If you guys,
isn't that like the third time already on the front page?
The third time on the front page, man. First time was with Ella Fitzgerald, her son, Ray Brown Jr. If you guys haven't seen it either, hit up our website, thedrbonesandtetrashow.webs.com. Hit it up, go on our past guests, and it'll pop up on there. It'll show you our past shows and whatnot, and it's pretty cool, you know. Like I was saying, Ray Brown Jr. was on a show before our front page. Dan Crone was on our show, front page. And tonight, again, if you guys go to blogtalkradio.com, Jake, I can't even say his last name. I'm not going to lie. I hate it. I don't hate his last name. I hate that I can't say it, and I'm Hawaiian. I feel bad. But I'm an embarrassment. I can't say it, though. I ain't going to lie.
Come on, man. Don't pull that Joshua Mansour right there.
I know, man. If you guys don't know who Joshua Mansour is, he's the fattest white guy on the planet, and I hated him with all my heart. I mean, this guy was just weak. I want to tell you guys some stories, a little story time real quick about me and a Sneak Geek 101, how we know each other. Sneak Geek 101 was a freshman coming in. I was a sophomore, right? I was a sophomore?
Yeah, you were a sophomore when I was a freshman.
Hey, I was a sophomore and he was a freshman. And I mean, this dude, I'm gonna be honest with him, okay? You were weak. You came to our table all dusty, and you were trying to hang out with us, and you were dusty, and I hated you. We hated each other, didn't we?
My brother was in the damn table. He hated me, man.
Everybody hated you. Me and you hated each other for some reason. And then my junior year, when you were a sophomore, we bonded. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, something happened, and we got really tight, huh?
Yeah, man. It was crazy, man. I don't know about these stuff and all that, but these stuff, you know.
I mean, we were really tight, and it was really cool. A little story. I want to tell you guys a funny story. This is a kid. His name is Lucas Huerta, okay? Lucas Huerta. I'm going to tell you guys a little story. He used to sit at our table in sophomore year. I was a sophomore, and Lil Zeus was a freshman.
Yeah.
Geek 101, he was a freshman. And this kid, Lucas, he never ate. Like, he just sat there, like, at the table at Maryville High School. He sat there. He was a senior, and he never ate. He didn't go to prom. He's an alien, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. He's an alien. He's an alien.
Didn't talk.
Real talk, he's an alien. But he was sitting there, and, like, he never ate lunch, like, ever. I mean, I sat there all the whole year, never missed a day of school, never ate lunch once. And I was like, what the heck? So one day it was just me, Sniggy, and Lucas. Just us three, right? It was just us three?
Yeah, man. It was just us three. The rest were getting lunch or something like that.
It was something like that. Me and Sneak, we went to go get something to eat, and we came back to the table, and Lucas, he still wasn't eating. He was just sitting there. And, like, if you guys have never seen this dude, he had, like, the longest fingers. Like, they were, like, two regular fingers put into one. It was just ridiculous. And when he hit his knuckles, it made, like, a snapping sound. It was, like, really loud. It was weird. Anyway, we asked him. We were like, Lucas, why don't you ever eat? And, like, he was like, no, I just don't eat. And we kept asking him, like, we asked him, like, 100 times how we just got him real mad.
Yeah, man. He was, whoa. You didn't even want to get in his bad side, man.
He was getting mad. He was like, and then it came out, guys. Like, he took his hands, and pounded them on the table so hard. Like, I think the whole cafeteria, like, shook. He was like, boom! And then he was like, I don't eat because I get diarrhea. Dude.
Yeah,
He said it so loud. I'm not even kidding. It was, like, the craziest thing I ever heard before. Like, it was just, ever since freshman year, he didn't eat because of that, because he got diarrhea. Like, it's, like, the weirdest thing I've ever seen at that school. Like,
he was some other person. He was an alien, like he told you. Like Dr. Bone said, he's an alien, man. Crazy.
No joke, he's an alien. I'm sorry, guys. I'm ringing something right now. I'm at a hotel right now in California. Stanford, the school in California. These guys are hooking me up. I mean, free room service. They took me to the movies today. We saw True Grit, great movie. If you guys have seen the commercials for it, it's a cowboy movie. See it. See if you get the chance, man. It's a great, great movie. I mean, it's a great movie. You know what? You won't. Let's cut to the chase. I'm going to play the song right now by Cub World. This is called You Make Me Feel. He's going to call into the show right now. I'm going to put him on. I hope you guys enjoy this interview, and I hope you enjoy his story. So please, please stay on. I'm going to play his song right now. Right after, we're going to interview him. So, get ready. Get ready for the story. Pull out the Kleenex, like Sneaky said. Here we go.
hold my hand, yeah. Girl, you're my best friend. I'll always want you around, oh. I wish I could have kept some of that, but it all went to
recording a record out in New York with some legit musicians and just cutting a record, which was cool. And that track that you just played, that's off the album. That was back in 2007. And about a year ago, I jumped back on the website. I raised not another 50, but I raised enough to record another album, and that's kind of what I'm doing right now. So basically my story is I wasn't really planning on doing music because I didn't really realize I had something to offer. But with that experience, I found that I had something. So I'm trying to figure out what I got. You know, putting in the work, basically.
Yeah. It sounds like Celeban's a place to be, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's had its up and down. They actually went bankrupt, but they, you know, the whole concept of the website was strong enough that somebody else bought the company up. And it was based in Holland. Now it's based in Germany. So people are still making their money and still cutting records. And I was actually the first U.S. artist to reach the goal, and the second artist on the website to actually.
That's cool. I mean, I checked the website out like a couple of days ago, and it's really like inspiring because there's all these artists on there, and they're all trying to make their way, you know. And it's just like it's a great site, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
It's a pretty cool platform, and there's a bunch of them like that are out, like the same kind of raise money by crowdsourcing and stuff, you know.
I
like the concept for sure.
That's cool. Okay, one other question I want to ask you: what's one of your major influences in music?
What do you mean one of them? Like,
it could be any of them. I know there's probably like a lot, but it could just be any of them.
I'm trying to think, it's a toss up between, Bula Beverage and, Jack Johnson. Maybe
cool.
I lean more towards, Jack Johnson, kind of like chill reggae island feel, you know what I'm saying? But it's still got this edge to where you don't know if I could take it to a different place. It's not strictly island. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Jack Johnson's cool, and plus he's from Hawaii, man, so that's even better, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, same high school, man.
You went to the same high school
you did? North Shore. Yeah, he's a lot older than me. Well, not a lot, but yeah. I graduated in 99. I think he graduated like 93 or 4. Same high school, though. Never met the dude. I'd love to one of these days.
That was cool. I've seen a lot of the content.
This other dude, James Watanabe. You guys heard of this dude?
What's his name?
James Watanabe.
Never heard of him.
Dude is bad. You gotta check him out. He's also on Celeban as well.
Yeah, I will check him out, definitely. Another question I wanted to ask, what advice do you have for any of the bands that are out there? I mean, your story is amazing. I mean, like, what do you gotta say to them?
Advice, man. I just say, I mean, look at our past, the people that we look up to, right? None of those guys blew up overnight. You know, Aerosmith, Jay-Z. Like, get your hustle on, keep playing, play those open mics, play those, you know, keep playing, put in the work to get to where you want to be. Because, you know, myself, I'm not anything established just yet, but. I feel if you keep it up, you'll figure it out eventually if you do have it. So that's all I really have to offer.
That's true. Yeah, that's cool. So so when are we going to expect your next album, man?
Yeah, I'm hoping for spring. I've been dragging my feet with my day job. It's been super awesome. So you know, music is definitely still a part of what I got to do to like keep sane. For sure. So I'm hoping to push it out by I don't like that term. Sounds like I'm taking a dump. I don't want to push it out.
Don't push it out, man.
Spring. I'm gonna give birth to it in spring. So yeah, hopefully somewhere around there. When it starts getting warm, you know? When people want to start cracking out the longboards, that's when I want my record to be playing. So it's gonna definitely have more of a upbeat more like that track you played.
Yeah.
It's going to have more of that feel on it.
Like a feel-good vibe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we thank you a lot, man, for being on the show, man. We really appreciate you being out here and telling us.
Not a problem, guys. Yeah,
really
I actually tuned in last night, and it was fun. I was excited to talk with you guys. So
thanks, man. We really appreciate it.
What's up, bro?
Oh, my bad. I cut him off a little short, but he's going to say, you guys have a good night. I'm pretty sure he was. Dude, that's an inspirational story, isn't it? Isn't it, Sneaky?
Yeah, man. I think it was really inspirational, you know.
It's good, man. It's really good. I wish Tetra was here. I wish Tetra was here to hear it, but, you know, stupid day jobs, you know, they have their place in life. Just like Jake said, man. I mean, what can you do, though?
Yeah.
On to a new subject.
The man needs to go chase his cheese, you know?
Exactly, dude. Everybody has to do it. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm sure you're doing it. You hustling still? You hustling
yeah.
that Dulce?
Yeah, I'm doing it, man.
You hustling that Dulce? Oh, another story. Let me see another story. Sneak Geek 101 has a brother named Zeus, right?
Zeus.
His name's Zeus. Now, this dude, I remember at lunch, he used to have a backpack. He used to have a backpack just filled with candy, right? And he used to walk around the lunchroom hustling people. He used to go up to people, Dulce, 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 Dulce. And he used to go up to them, open the backpack full of Starbursts and Kit Kats and Skittles and be like, Dulce, Dulce, Dulce. I mean, it's like the funniest memory I have. I mean, I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you guys were there, it was ridiculous. But that had me like, I'm not even kidding. He made like $100 like every week at school. Like that's like the way to do it, ain't it, Sneaky?
Yeah, man, that's the way to do it. You know, he didn't have his dough to go to, what was it, Washington?
He was trying to go to Washington, I think, yeah?
Washington.
We didn't have it, but, you know, he still made that cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, what else?
What about that one time you and Zeus, man?
Me and Zeus wrestled one time, okay? This is what happened, guys. Kind of happened like this. Me and Zeus, we were just chilling out, like... No, we were chilling at the table. This is what happened. Okay, let me gather my thoughts. It was a long time ago. It was like 3 years ago. We were sitting at the table, and everybody was like, no, I want to see you and Zeus wrestle, because me and Zeus got into it. Like, we were, like, arguing back and forth, and I told him to shut up or something. I think I called him a thumb, because he looks like a thumb.
He
looks like a thumb. I said, shut up, you weak thumb. And then everybody
speaking of people that look like thumbs, you know, what's his name? Julian... Also called him a thumb, too, right?
Oh, yeah, Julian. This is kidding. Yeah. Julian called him a thumb, too. But anyway, I call him a thumb. I was like, you weak thumb? And then everybody was like, oh, you're going to let him do that to you, Zeus? And then Zeus just sat there playing with his giant diamond earrings. And then he was like, oh, okay. And then everybody wanted us to wrestle. So we went. If you guys go to Maryville High School, because we have a lot of people that listen to this show that go to Maryville, you guys know the 700 building, the Spanish building. Or World Languages Building, History Building, whatever. We went in there, and it was empty. And this we wrestled like three times. The first time we wrestled, I wrestled, took him out. Or no, I didn't take him out. He took me out. He straight up dropped me. Didn't he?
Took you out, man. Took you on the floor.
Tell him how it went down, Sneak Geek.
All right, man. This dude right here, man, Dr. Bones, he was just chilling right there on the wall, posted up. Thing here, G. So he's right there. Everybody's laughing. We got Rob over there, you know, just laughing like he always does,
yeah.
Big Rob. And then Zeus just comes, gets him, just throws him on the ground like that. And for some reason, right here, Dr. Bones is still laughing while he's on the air getting tackled, still laughing. Boom, on the ground. And then they go at it right there, man.
It was crazy. It was one of the craziest things I've seen. Hold on a second. We have a hand up. I think I know this person. I'm going to put you on the line right now. You're on the air right now. What's up? Wait, hold on a second. I didn't put you in. My bad. Hold on. You're on the air. What's up? Is this Rocio?
It sure is, and it is not about Maryville. It's all about Trevor Brown.
Are you serious? What's going on here?
Yes, I'm really serious.
Are you serious? Trevor Brown's weak sauce. That's why Maryville smashed him. Get off my show. Anyway, what was I saying?
You're off the air.
She's off the air. What was I saying? I had to say that. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there, guys. Maryville smashed Trevor football, smashed him in basketball. I mean, what else? What else do you guys want?
You know, they probably even make them.
Trevor Brown's weak sauce. That's the weakest school ever. It doesn't matter what school you go to. You know Trevor Brown's weak sauce. It doesn't matter. You can go to a nice school. You can go to a weak school. Trevor Brown's
Drag
weak
a bear. You feel me? Drag a bear.
Drag a bear weak. You already know, baby. Anyway, back to the story. Close your eyes again, guys. Close your eyes. We're back to the story. So Zeus took me out. I was laughing the whole time. I thought it was funny. Like I didn't even care. I was just laughing the whole time. The second time, we were chilling again. I called him something again. And everybody's like, "Oh, are you going to say that to you?" We go to Benedict's room. There's this coach. He coaches the school. His name's Benedict.
Fat Ben.
Back in the 700 building. He's all the way in the back. We go in the room. His name's Benedict. Tim Benedict. We clear all the chairs out in his room. Like, we clear all the chairs out. And then we shut the door.
Put them all in the corner.
We put all the chairs in the corner. So the room's just empty. It's like an empty floor. Me and Zeus go at it. This time, I got him back a little bit. He throws me down again, but this time, I ripped out his earring. Didn't I rip out his earring?
I
ripped out his earring. He was so sad. He was like, "Oh, man, this ain't funny no more. Where's my earring at?" And if you guys don't know this dude, he had, like, huge earrings. I mean, they were, like, fat diamonds, weren't they?
Fat rocks, man.
Yeah, fat rocks. It was just ridiculous. I wish you guys were there to experience it. That was back in the day. I'm a lot more civilized now. I'm not as crazy as I used to be. But a lot of stuff happened at that table. If you guys were there, I mean, it was just crazy. There's a guy named Marcus. He's legendary.
Legendary.
He's in Minnesota now playing basketball, trying to make it big.
Shout out to you, baby Mark.
Shout out to Mark. I know you're listening right now, but shout out to him. He used to mess with Sneak Geek. Sneak Geek messed up. This is where you messed up, bro. You got your food, and you brought it back to the table, right? The lunch table?
Yeah, man.
You put your food down, and you went to go get, like, the salad
milk.
And stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
milk.
That's right. He always forgot the milk all the time. Like, you're like, "Oh, I forgot my milk." So he went back to go get it, right? This is what happened. I mean, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of examples. Marcus took his peaches, because everybody gets peaches with their lunch. He took Sneak Geek's peaches, stuck his fingers all in them, put the lid back on, put on the table. What happened when you came back, huh?
Man, I ate them peacefully, man.
He didn't even know. He just stuck them in his mouth and ate them.
You know, I can't even say it, man. They're like, they tasted so good. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know what was happening. I just ate them peacefully, man.
I'm serious. Like, it's just ridiculous. This one time, I remember another time, Mark took Sneaky's peaches and stuck them in his mouth. Put the whole thing of peaches in his mouth.
Gobbled them,
spit it back in the cup. Sneaky just devoured him. He's like, "Oh, man, these are the best peaches in the world." And we were just busting out laughing.
I said that too, man. I said that.
He said that. He was like, "These are the best peaches ever." And then we just started busting out laughing. It was just one of the funniest things, like, ever. It happened to me, too. He stuck his fingers in my egg roll, like, all these different things.
On his egg roll, man.
On my egg roll. But I got mad when he did that, and I fought back. But I got beat up because he's crazy. Marcus is crazy, if you guys ever knew him. His name is Marcus Ayala. We have about 1 minute left in the show, I think, about. I'm going to play us out in a song for like a minute and 30 seconds. I really appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. I hope you guys like the story by Cub World. I mean,
Got one shout out, though.
Say your shout out, man.
Got a shout out for that girl, Norma, man. The boo, man. You feel me?
I don't feel you, but it's cool. It's all good. I feel you.
You feel me, man. I know you feel me, man. Before I call Zeus, man.
I have a shout out, too, to this person. I've been really busy all day. I never texted him. I felt really horrible. But I'm going to text him after the show. And I feel bad, but I'm going to play a song on the way out.
Shout out to Tetra, too, man.
He's grinding it right now at work. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tetra, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got to work those Christmas hours, but life, you know? What can you do? I'm going to play a song by the Black Keys called Tighten Up. You guys have a good day, really. This is Dr. Bones and Sneak Geek.
And... I know, man. I keep thinking about those peaches, man. I can't talk, man.
All right, man. I'm out. Thank you guys for listening.
We're out, man. Thanks.
I wanted love. I needed love. Most of all. Most of all. Someone said true love was dead. And I'm bound to fall. Bound to fall for you. My heart remains.